My best friend has been using my pictures to catfish her boyfriend since 2015. Yeah, the last 9 years. I met my best friend, let's call her Zoe, in high school, and we've been close ever since. We went to the same college, and we actually moved in together and became roommates about 2 years ago, and it's been great. Now, flashback to 2015, me and Zoe were literally juniors in high school, and she went on a family trip a few states away to go visit her grandparents or something. And when she came back to school, all she could talk about was this guy that she met. She said that when she was there, she was really bored, and so she downloaded a dating app, and that is where she matched with, let's call him Tony, the love of her life, her moon, her stars, the best man that's ever walked this earth. And she was going on and on about this man. She told me that they had went on several dates. I know now that's a lie. And the connection was immediate. She was like, this is my husband. Like, they say, like, you know when you know, and I know. Okay, whatever. I mean, we were juniors in high school. I didn't really think that it was gonna last. They lived in different states, but it lasted. For the past 9 years, Zoe's life has revolved around this man. I mean, she is constantly glued to her phone in case he texts her. She calls him all the time with every little update. She talks about him constantly. I mean, I'm sick of him, and I've never even met him. Now, I've only seen like 2 photos of the guy ever, which is a little weird, but Zoe said that he didn't have any social media and didn't like taking pictures. So whatever, it just wasn't any of my business. I was just letting her do her thing. I just thought it was a weird situation, and I kind of wanted to stay out of it a little bit. But the weirdest thing to me was that in those 9 years, they never saw each other again, which made no sense to me because Zoe called this guy her boyfriend. Like in college, she never dated at all because she always had a boyfriend. Like in our friend group, she was known as the girl in the long-term relationship. Isn't that so strange? Like, why in 9 years have you never made a trip to go see each other? And whenever I was feeling a little nosy and I would ask her why they've never seen each other in 9 years, she would always make a million excuses like their schedules didn't line up, they were busy, something came up, yada, yada, yada. And honestly, I guess I just kind of ignored it because every time I heard the two of them talking on the phone, he seemed to be so sweet to her. He was constantly sending her little gifts for every holiday and Valentine's Day and her birthday, and honestly, just random things sometimes too if she was having a bad day. So I was like, you know, he's really nice to her. It could be worse. She could have a really mean boyfriend. And now she just has like a weird, not in-person boyfriend. But being blissfully unaware came to an end yesterday when I heard a little knock, knock, knock on me and Zoe's front door. I go to open it and standing there is some guy I've literally never seen before. So I'm just looking at him. He's looking at me and I'm like, can I help you? Immediately he scoops me up in the biggest hug and tries to give me a kiss. Let me tell you, I went full on Karate Kid. I do not even know where those moves came from, but I was kicking, I was screaming. It was stranger danger, okay? Like, who is this man? Now, this man is as shocked as I am with my reaction. So he just starts going, Zoe, Zoe, like, what's wrong? And I was like, Zoe. And then all of a sudden, I recognize the voice. Now remember, I've seen like 2 photos of this guy. So all of a sudden I put together the voice I've heard her talking to on the phone, these 2 photos, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Tony, is that you? And this man looks so relieved. He's like, yes, yes, it's me, Tony. And I was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea you were coming. And he was like, I thought you were working today. I really wanted to surprise you. I was like, surprise me? Why would you want to surprise me? So I'm like, oh my gosh, come in, like come inside. Zoe is gonna be so excited to see you. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I think I just had so much adrenaline rushing through me that I didn't really stop and think about what had happened over the last minute. Him calling me Zoe at the door, him seeming to know me when I didn't know him, now him being confused when I said that Zoe's at work and him saying that he thought I was at work, but he wanted to surprise me. Something's up, something's wrong. So at this point, I am really hoping that he is confused because he didn't hear what I said. So I repeat, I'm like, oh, I said Zoe's gonna be so excited that you're here. Like, I had no idea you were coming. And that's when he's like, what are you talking about? You're Zoe. I was like, I'm not Zoe. I am not Zoe, I'm Kelsey. And me and Zoe don't look anything alike. So it's not just like because he hasn't seen her in person in a while, he would have confused us. Like, that's definitely not it. At this point, the man is looking unwell. So he asks me if he can sit down. And I'm like, yeah, actually, I need to sit down too because I'm very confused. And we sit down on the couch and he proceeds to tell me that he's been talking to me for the last 9 years. Every photo that Zoe's ever sent him has been of me. He opens up his phone and shows me all the photos she sent, and it's been 9 years of photos. And not just ones that I've put on my Instagram, but like all the little silly photos that I texted her or put in our group chats, ones that came from my mom's social media, like every photo of me she sent to this man. And I think he doesn't want to believe it, so he keeps being like, Zoe, like, why are you doing this? Why are you being like this? And I was like, okay, let me pull up my social media and show photos of me and Zoe, because I am not Zoe, I promise you. He finally believes me, and I am just feeling absolutely sick to my stomach. Like, I don't even know how to process this. Immediately, I can tell he's starting to get angry. So I'm like, wait, let me just call Zoe at work. I'm sure there's an explanation for this. I'm sure you guys can just talk when you get off of work. 1 second, let me give her a phone call. So I call her at work and I'm like, Zoe, Tony's here. Immediately, she starts freaking out. She's screaming. She's like, I am not coming home. He needs to leave. Tell him to get out. And I'm like, I'm very overwhelmed about this situation right now. Then he takes my phone and he's yelling at Zoe on my phone. I can hear her sobbing through my phone. She's yelling back. She's like, I'm not gonna come home. And he's like, you need to get over here. You need to explain. And I am just there. Like, what am I supposed to do at that point? Eventually, everybody calms down and she says that she's gonna leave work early and come home. And she did. So she gets home and it's immediately the most insane scene I've ever seen in my life. She's sobbing. He's screaming at her that she's a liar because, I mean, she is a liar. And, you know, she just keeps sobbing and saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm still the same person. I'm the same person. It's just different photos. And he's like, but I'm not in love with you. I've been in love with your roommate for 9 years. And I'm just sitting there like, what am I supposed to say? But every time I keep trying to get up and leave and go to my room, she's like, no, sit down. You're a part of this. I'm a part of this. How am I a part of this? So eventually I tell Tony I think it would be best if he leaves for the night and everyone just gets a good night's sleep, takes a breather, and we could discuss it again in the morning. You know, maybe have a more calm approach to everything. And he does. He leaves. And immediately she starts freaking out at me. She's throwing things around the living room. She's screaming that she hates me, that I betrayed her, that she can't believe I would do this to her. Me? I'm sorry. What did I do in this situation? So I start crying because, okay, I'm sensitive and my best friend is screaming that she hates me. I feel violated. Like, she's been pretending to be me for 9 years. So I pack up all my stuff and I go stay with a friend because I don't want to be there if Tony gets back. Okay, I am exiting this situation that I was put in, not in my own free will. The wildest part is that a few hours later, I get a message on Instagram from Tony saying that even though this is weird, he really wants to get coffee with me because when he met me, he felt a connection and he felt such a connection with the photos of me and he thinks I'm his soulmate. So that's great. I haven't reached out to Zoe and Zoe has not reached out to me since this whole situation has gone down and I don't even know what to do about it. I feel so weird. Like, why? Why did she do that for 9 years? Anyway, I have no clue how I'm gonna deal with this situation.